Hey there, overthinkers. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide to a calmer, more joyful mind. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. You know, we're all striving for that elusive perfect life, right? That picture-perfect Instagram feed, the flawlessly executed plans, the never-ending pursuit of excellence. But here's the thing. Perfection is a myth. And guess what else? It's seriously holding you back. Today, we're tackling the beast that lurks within many of us, perfectionism and self-criticism. Ever felt like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant, constantly raining down on your parade? You know, that feeling when you finish a task and immediately find 10 things wrong with it. Or when you compare yourself to others and feel willfully inadequate. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. You can break free from this negativity cycle. It starts with understanding how perfectionism and self-criticism work their magic, or should I say, havoc on your mind. Number one, they are fueled by fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being enough. So we set these ridiculously high standards for ourselves, convinced that only then will we feel secure and validated. But honestly, it's a never-ending chase. You achieve something, and suddenly the bar gets raised even higher. Number two, they distort your perception. Remember that friend who always sees the glass half empty? Perfectionism is like having a permanent, half-empty filter on life. It makes you hyper-focus on flaws, both real and imagined, and completely miss out on all the amazing things going right. Number three, they drain your energy. Constantly striving for perfection, beating yourself up over mistakes, it's exhausting. You end up feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and depleted, which ironically makes it even harder to achieve what you set out to do in the first place. Think about a time when you were super self-critical about a project or a presentation. Did you sleep well? Were you able to enjoy your day? Or did that nagging voice just keep playing on repeat? Yeah, I know the feeling. Now let's flip the script. Here are some practical tips to overcome perfectionism and silence your inner critic. 1. Embrace imperfection. Seriously, it's okay not to be perfect. It's what makes you human. Celebrate your mistakes as learning opportunities, not failures. Remember, even Thomas Edison had a ton of failed experiments before he finally got the light bulb right. 2. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of setting unrealistic goals, break them down into smaller, achievable steps. Track your progress and celebrate each milestone, no matter how small. Every step forward is a victory. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. When that inner critic starts chirping away, remind yourself that you're doing your best and it's okay to make mistakes. You deserve love and support, just as you are. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. When those self-critical voices pop up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to your friend? Often, our thoughts are distorted and unhelpful. Learning to recognize and challenge them can be a game changer. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with you. Remember Sarah, the graphic designer who is so afraid of making mistakes that she'd spend hours agonizing over every detail, never quite finishing her projects? Well, she finally realized that she needed to make a change. She started practicing self-compassion, focusing on progress instead of perfection, and challenging those negative thoughts. Guess what? She finished a project on time. And it was actually really well received by her clients. The best part? She felt so much lighter and freer knowing she wasn't letting perfectionism rule her life anymore. So, my overthinkers, remember this. You are capable of amazing things even if you don't get everything perfect. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your progress, and be kind to yourself along the way. I hope today's episode has given you some valuable insights and tools to start overcoming perfectionism and self-criticism. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Take a moment right now to repeat this affirmation. I am worthy of love and acceptance just as I am. Feel that power? You got this. Now go out there and rock your world, imperfections and all. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little encouragement. And remember, if you're feeling overwhelmed, come back here for another dose of overthinking detox. We'll be right here, ready to help you quiet that mind and unleash your full potential. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.